We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, Dean Pease, joins us now. Hey, Dean. Coach.
Hey, good morning.
So, Coach. Good morning. How difficult is it for you, because you know the camera's watching, for you to keep your cool? Because there was a couple times out there, Coach, when I saw, you know, some things going on, it looked like you almost lost it a little bit. How difficult is it for you to keep your cool?
Well, hey, it's an emotional game, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, the thing of it is, hey, if you don't have emotion, maybe you shouldn't be playing or coaching. So to me, hey, you just got to let it go, and it is what it is. I'm not going to probably change at this point in time in my life. So, you know, hey, you live and die by what's going on the field.
I tell you a couple times, though, Coach, whatever happened on the field, because, you know, I'm not going to pretend like I know what defense was you were in or anything like that, but it was a couple times where they caught you, Coach, where it almost looked like you lost it. So I'm just letting you know, you got to hold it together, man. You got to hold it together.
I know. Hey, I know. That's always been my MO. But, hey, that's just part of fun of coaching and fun of playing.
Dean Pease, the defense coordinator of the Falcons. Coach, I'm kind of curious about going back to last week at the end of the game. All right, it comes down to, we know it's going to be the third straight game where it comes down. Was there some kind of anything said about, hey, defense, this is on you. You got to get the stop. And they got the sack, the interception. This is on you to shut this game down. Was there anything about them taking the kind of taking charge there in the final 10 minutes of the game?
Absolutely. We gathered there on the sideline. And, of course, we, you know, the fumble just turns everything around real quick. But, you know, that's our job. And that's, you know, we've been kind of talking about that as we got to finish and we just, you know, hey, whatever position that you put in defense, your job is to go in there and stop them. It doesn't matter what else happened, and that's, you know, that's on us. And so we need it in some ways, not that you want it, but we needed it. We needed to get a stop in a crucial time, make a play, make a sack, make an interception, do something, you know, and, you know, we could have done that in the first game. We would have beat the Saints. So that's, you know, we keep living that thing because we, you know, we had it. We played so well for so long, and then we just played on our heels that last bit. And so, hey, we did the same thing. We pressured them. We did the same thing we did in the Saints. The difference is now we executed and got the job done.
You know, speaking of that, Coach, how pleased are you with the way the pressure has been going in the last three games, and especially in that last game? Because, you know, Coach, it's easy. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it means a lot more when you get those sacks in the fourth quarter and when the game's on the line. So how pleased are you with the pass rush so far?
So far, very good. I still think pass rush, though, just rushing forward, we still got to get better. We just are, you know, you don't want to always have to pressure to try to get a sack, you know, because as soon as you pressure, you're putting a little more pressure on the back end, because if we don't get there, there's going to be some holes, or you're playing man coverage or whatever. You can't cover them forever. So you don't want to always do that. You want to be able to get – we still like get more pressure with just being able to rush forward. But, hey, it is what it is. But the thing is, I'm pleased with the fact that we executed. You know, we pressured in that first game in the fourth quarter, and we just didn't execute. And then we pressured in this game, and we did. We didn't pressure very much in the L.A. game because, you know, Stafford's number one in the league against pressure, and so we were very cautious there. But, you know, but, yeah, hey, I'm very pleased, Hugh, that you know, we just finally kind of just played, you know, and that was what was important.
DP is defense coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, live with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Falcons and Browns on Sunday. We'll talk about the Browns coming up in just a minute. But, Coach, I'd like to actually talk about the other side of the ball. You worked in training camp. You certainly practice every week against Cordarrelle Patterson, who was just named Offensive Player of the Week. Is the running attack being as successful as it has been in the first 3 weeks for the Falcons, is that something that doesn't surprise you because you saw it in practice, or is it better than you expected it to be?
No, that really doesn't surprise me. I think they do, you know, Dave and Coach Smith do an unbelievable job of getting that thing going, and the whole offensive staff to me up front, Coach Ledyard, I mean, it's everybody. But, I mean, CP's running great. You know, I think the guys up front are blocking good. I think it's just a really good scheme, too, that just kind of fits, and I think Arthur makes it go. Just the way he's calling the game. He's aggressive calling the game in the run game. He's not afraid to run it on situations that sometimes on defense you don't think it's going to be a run. And, you know, hey, it keeps you on your toes. I'm not surprised. I thought they did a heck of a job in training camp. They're not an easy bunch to defend, especially with all their personnel groups and the formation. So I'm sure there's other defensive coordinators. I'm glad it's not my headache.
You know what, Coach, this is a two-part question for me. Speak about how the run game of Cordarrelle Patterson, what they're able to do, is helping out that defense a lot. And then on the flip side of that, when you hear guys like me and John talking in the morning and we say stuff about how irritated it is for you when you hear people say, oh, well, they're not blitzing enough and stuff like that. How irritated is that for you when you hear people say that and they don't know how much you're blitzing out there?
Well, it's two things. One, I always said to you, when the offense is out there rolling, the defense is playing great. We're on the bench. So, you know, that's the bottom line, is you want to control the game on offense. So when we're out there on the field, hey, we're playing great. We're sitting on the bench. And then the second thing is that, you know, it's just crazy, the social media and all that stuff. People just don't know. It does drive me crazy because, you know, one thing I've never been is a very passive coach. And when somebody said we're playing soft zone or soft coverage, hell, I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what a soft coverage is. I mean, what? So you're not allowed to play cover three or cover two? I mean, we don't three-man rush very much. I mean, what is soft coverage? And then, you know, I know some comments were made after the Saints game. Crap, we blitzed more in the fourth quarter than we did in any other quarter. And guys are saying, oh, they played soft. No, we just didn't play well. That's the bottom line. We didn't play as aggressive as we did in the first three quarters. And then this last game, you know, it's – I don't know. I just listen to comments. I even watch commentators sometimes on TV going, that was a pressure and it wasn't. Or they say, oh, the guy's playing zone and they actually pressured. I'm not sure everybody even knows what one is anymore.
Dean Pease, defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I the days before social media, it's totally different. I mean, right?
And to speak of that, John, like, if you don't know, like, for me personally, mm-hmm. I remember somewhat the defense that I played in, but it's like certain responsibilities you just don't right. know. It's hard to know.
You know, you blitz and all of a sudden somebody's wide open in the flat. You don't know
the responsibilities.
Right, okay, I got you, Coach. Every game presents a unique challenge. This week, it's all about trying to slow down arguably the best running back in the NFL and Nick Chubb. So how do you, and then you have Kareem Hunt. How do you balance, you know, trying to contain the run without, you know, giving Jacoby Brissett too much time and trying to, you know, marry the pass rush and the blitz versus run assignment?
Well, it is tough. And I, you know, besides I'd say maybe the best running back in the league, although I think Seattle's back was really a good back. They have the best tandem of backs. I mean, you know, it doesn't drop off much when Chubb's out and Hunt's in. I mean, those two guys, what a compliment they are to each other. So it never slows down. Even if you see 24 going out, 27's coming in, it's the same thing. The thing of it is that's what's hard, is that's why they're having success, is the fact that they can run the ball. It's hard to get into a pass rush mode. First of all, they don't have a lot of third and longs. You know, that's one thing about the running game is, you know, if it's all of a sudden third and three, third and four all the time, that's a little tough to just gear up and pin your ears back and say, we're going to go rush, because they'll still run the ball. And so, you're running up the field. I saw one on Monday night where, I don't know, it was like third and seven, and the Giants blitzed and the Cowboys ran the ball for about 20 yards. I mean, you just can't turn it loose against teams like that. They're not conventional. Most teams, hey, third and five, yeah, they're going to throw it. Yeah, not necessarily with this group, and I don't blame them. And because the guy's got a chance of getting 5 yards, and especially if you're running up the field on a daggone pass rush. So it presents a real challenge, John, and the fact that, yeah, you just can't – the same thing with blitzing. You know, I've seen some teams try to pressure the heck out of them. you get gashed in a run game now and you're in a blitz and that secondary's back there in man coverage, who's going to tackle the guy? So, you know, you really got to be – it's a different type of game, and they're playing it very, very well on offense, trust me.
So, Coach, when you look at this defense, and I know you're improving all over the place, but where is the one area that you would like to see, especially this week, get just a little bit better?
So we got to be better on the edge in the run game. You know, we've given up too many plays that have bounced outside. First play of the game last week against Seattle, ball, you know, we had the thing stuffed up inside, and all of a sudden it bounced out and went for, I don't know, 12 or 15, whatever it went for. Yeah, it's certainly not the way you want to start the game, the first play of the game. We just got a little better on the edge and then just keep building that wall inside and make guys earn their yards. Just don't hand it to them where you don't have an edge or, you know, a guy gets turned out of his gap inside. I think we just a little better on the edge and just a little more firm across the board.
Dean Pease, defense coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, do appreciate your time. We look forward to the game on Sunday. I know it's going to be a big challenge for your stop troops. Hopefully they come up big like they did in Seattle. Thanks much.
Hey, thank you very much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.